Hey, Dave, this is Dan Nelson with Local Splash in the Google Guarantee Department. Sorry I missed your call. I was just finishing up with another client.
No worries, man. We're all busy. That's good.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So I didn't listen to the voicemail yet, so how can I help you?
So, funny, I'm looking back here on why we're talking is because, you know, when I pick up my phone and I want to look up where I'm at on the phone like anybody else would, and I'm looking for a contractor or a heating contractor, you know, and you just, that's what I mean, as I was calling you, I want to see, you know, again, why, you know, just to reinforce what I'm doing here, because, you know, it's definitely, I'm probably scared. I just went through that process of getting background check, Google qualified, verified, you know, blah, 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 blah.
Right, so, through the advanced verification. Yes, sir.
You know this, you know, so it's just, it's like, okay, you know, here we are, did this game per se, you know, and so what it gets down to me, I guess, is I just got through dancing with Home Advisor. They were so terrible to me by taking advantage, and I didn't even sign anything. I actually verbally agreed. I didn't even know that I had to pay for every single lead that came to my phone, whether I answered the phone or not, or talked to anybody or not.
Right. Yeah, that's how that program works. Yes, sir.
Thank you. That's one of my questions. Is that the type of format or whatever? And then secondly.
Not with Home Advisor it is, not with Google Guaranteed though. So Google Guaranteed, the only time you're charged for the lead is if you schedule an estimate with the lead. Like if you schedule an appointment or if you quote them over the phone. Yes, sir.
Okay. That's fair.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
And believe me, you know, it's just very scary to, I just went down that road and I kind of went back to the guy I used to be and got rid. I had to scare him off. But anyway, because whenever you give somebody your credit card information and they come in there and steal it from you, regardless, you get pissed off.
For sure, I would be upset too, especially if I didn't know that's how it was. You know, I've had other clients tell me that before too. You know, and that's unfortunate they didn't tell you. I mean. With those programs, you know, Angie Leads or Home Advisor in particular, they send it to like four or five different companies, except for, I believe, like Opportunity Leads. Those might only go to you, if I'm not mistaken. But either way, you're charged for the lead regardless, you know. Google Guarantee is way different, though. You're only paying when you either schedule an estimate or if you quote them. So if you get in those situations where it's like, out of your service radius, somebody looking for employment, you know, a solicitation call, or you never speak to the person, you're automatically not charged for those leads. It's nothing you have to do on here.
Yeah. And as far as the verification on your end now, say that, you know, I'm not an honest guy. How do you get your fees from that typical transaction of me, you know, bidding a job or whatever? Do I call you back and say I'm gonna give this guy a quote or whatever, or do you contact a potential client? How does that work? Is it
No, so we don't have to have you tell us on each job like if it was an estimate or not, and also we don't call the client, you know, that like that would be that'd be bad. But if the way they do it, so you've seen the Google Guaranteed section before, right? When you've done a search.
I was just looking at it, exactly.
Okay.
And all I was looking at was just for face value of the listings. I was looking for myself, my company, you know, and then there they were, and I haven't even opened up anything. I just looked at the front page of it.
Right. So every company, like right now I see SoCal Climate Control and Mechanical and Whiten's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, right? So the phone number that's on there, like if you click call, right, that phone number, any company that qualifies for Google Guaranteed, it's not their phone number that shows in the Google Guaranteed section. It's going to be a Google rotating number that forwards to your phone, okay? And it's recorded by Google bots, so like an AI, which automatically picks up if it's qualified or unqualified. Now, it is crazy how accurate it is, okay? But I've seen it both ways, okay? I've seen it where, you know, a lead came through and it was unqualified, right? But it said qualified on it. So you're going to have a tracking system in your current dashboard through us that will show you, it'll say paid leads, and it shows every lead that came through, and it will say paid or unpaid next to it, okay? That tells you if it's qualified or unqualified. So in the rare occasion where it comes through and it says paid, but it was an unqualified lead, those you would want to tell us about. And then we'll reach out to our Google rep and we'll dispute it on your behalf. Okay. I've also seen it. I've only seen this one time, right? But I've seen it where it said qualified, like it said paid, but it was actually, it said unpaid, but it was an actual qualified lead. If that happens, that's just a free lead, you know? So these AIs, they do make mistakes sometimes, right? But it really, really is accurate. In the case where you ran into a situation where you didn't schedule an estimate or quote them over the phone, but it says paid next to it, that's when you got to let us know, either via text, via email, or via phone call, and we'll be able to dispute that for you on your behalf.
So if I'm understanding you correctly,
mm-hmm.
It sounds like once that phone number goes off and I answer the phone and the potential client and I talk,
mm-hmm.
and I, whatever, appointment for whatever,
mm-hmm.
you guys are going to bill me for that, right?
Yes. Now, it's not okay. Billed like auto. So the way it works, right, remember you have a minimum lead budget.
Daniel, I wasn't through. Oh. Let me finish.
Go ahead, brother. Yeah.
So once that potential client and I
mm-hmm.
make an appointment,
mm-hmm.
once again, how do you confirm that that's been made? How do you know that – How do you know that we didn't come to terms for an appointment? Whenever I spoke to that client and they said, well, I'm not interested – how do you know that went bad or good for you to bill me? I'm just curious.
The AI. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, sir. So we don't have an actual, like, human being listening on every call, right? It's an AI that automatically does it.
It's very stupefying to see that someone can find out the interaction of two people that are not talking to the other person that makes that judgment of, you know, paid or unpaid or not,
right.
No one knows. But maybe it's the time of the phone call that they measure, you know, and maybe the second phone call or whatever. I don't know what it is, but listen, I am on board, but I just don't want to be disputing a lot of calls, Daniel. I'll tell you why. I've been through the mill with, you know, HomeAdvisor and Yelp. Yelp was the same way. And it just, and I don't mean to be put to anger, but mm-hmm. I've been through it. So I want to explain myself very clearly now before we do business. That way, if it's not a good thing, I'm gonna actually not get what I was promised, because you told me front page, you know, on the top. But to be honest, the front page is that first section. I'm in the subsection, and that's, you know, whatever. However those chips fell, they fell. But here we are again at the game table here. More money. Second round of background check, blah, 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 to do this. And I just don't want to, you know, all this other effort that I'm going to go through to get on the other stuff now that things are being offered to these guys, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't want to fight you guys about disputing charges, because I'm straight as hell. Mm-hmm. I'm one of the little guys that you send to your mom's house. And I'm not going to. I won't be pushed anymore. I'm sorry. I'll show teeth quick, and there's a reason why. Because I don't want to be robbed.
100%. I'd feel the same way, you know, especially with what you went through with the other platform, you know. You'd love this. I mean, Cut and Dry, man, it's an amazing platform. It's the best lead program on the market currently. You know, the AI, I get what you're saying. You know, the AI does pick it up. They're looking for, like, specific, like, keywords in the conversation, I guess, but it's crazy how accurate it is, man. Like, it really is.
I get
Yeah.
I'm getting it.
Yeah, okay. it is awesome.
And one more question.
Mm-hmm.
The fees per lead, it says they vary per trade and region. I read that in the email. So what are the fees? Because obviously you know that there's calls for come fix my heater, and there's calls for come put me an air conditioner in.
Right. So I replied to that email too. So the cost per qualified lead, the reason it says it could differ per like vertical and per area is because that's like what's sent to prospective clients, right? So I have your exact amount though. So for the HVAC vertical, it's $50.67 per qualified lead.
And that's regardless of what the nature of the call is about.
Correct. Now, you don't have to turn every type of subcategory on. So that email you. Uh-huh. Oh, go ahead.
No, you know what? That's fair. Because HomeAdvisor would charge you like $20, $18 for a service call to come fix my heater. But then the service call or the phone, you know, the lead that you got for come put an air conditioning system in was $200.
Right.
And that's whether I talked to him or not. So now you know where I was torqued. Because that just added.
No, yeah. So with Google Guaranteed, it doesn't fluctuate. It doesn't go like up or down. But you're going to see in the reply to the email I sent you, there's the subcategories. So for example, there's AC maintenance on there. Install AC. So let's say you just wanted AC installs, right? You could turn that specific subcategory on. Now I'm just using that as an example. You're going to see a bunch on there. So
I filled this whole fucking thing out before, bro. And there's, I do all of that. I'm 29 years in.
Mm-hmm.
And so old school, new school, you know,
you
I'm just one of those guys who can do it all because I've been there. And so I've definitely listed, I pre-punched all those subcategories.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, believe me, I'm damn near across the board.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, yeah, it would be the $50.67 per qualified lead, regardless of the type of subcategory then, if you have them all turned on. Now, the good thing is if for whatever reason, if somebody typed in install AC and they call you to install a dishwasher, the AI will pick that up. So you're not charged for those leads, right? So it has to be in those subcategories for you to rank and for you to be charged for the lead if you schedule an estimate or quote them.
I think it's actually, the more and more we're talking about it, the more and more I'm liking it. You know,
it's amazing, man. It's amazing. Like, if I had a business, I'd do it in a heartbeat.
Another one, too, as far as in that first category.
Yes.
Where would be placement in that category?
Great question. Okay, so you're going to see it's dependent off of how many companies are in the area. So let me look real fast, okay? So we got 1, 2, 3, 4. We got 4 companies with their leads on currently, okay, in your territory, all right? So Google, we're a Google Premier partner. There's 3 things that influence the ranking, like where you're going to rank on the Google Guaranteed section, okay? One is your answer rate. So you want to have your leads on when you're ready to answer the phone, if that makes sense, okay? The second one is going to be your reviews, all right? You currently have 18 reviews, which is great. We have some clients start with only 5, right? So you should be good there. And the other is how much you're bidding on the lead, which we already factored that in to the rate. So a lot of these guys are bidding less on the lead than what we're bidding for you, right? So we already factor that all in. You're going to rank towards the top in the Google Guaranteed section. But if you have your leads on and you're not answering the phone, that's going to start dropping your rankings. Does that make sense?
I understand.
Okay.
I understand. Okay. That seems to be cut and dry because I'm looking at my ad right now. And You know, right now I'm kind of just making my decision here because I think that an easy scroll down the phone is easy enough. These guys are all getting their 5-star ratings here, but I thought I was the only one.
1,216 for Witten's Plumbing. SoCal has 972. Trinity only 12. And then Peso Robles, probably saying that wrong, but 293 on there. Yeah. So you're good, but we're already going to be bidding more on the lead. We already factored that into your lead fee because we want you to have good placement.
Okay. Okay. And so, all right. Because there's a bunch of us.
Yeah. There's other guys with the leads off. Straight Line Heating and Cooling, Applied Mechanical Service, Goose Mechanical Systems. There are more people there for sure. Go ahead.
And so now that I'm just backed out of that page where, you know, the front section.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm scrolling down to where now that's where I'm at, and I'm with Whiten's. I'm right below Whiten's, in the subsection, along with Alpine and whatnot. So it sounds like I will be up there in the first section, and then I'll be where I'm at possibly in the second section as well, because Whiten's is down here and Alpine's down here as well.
Correct. So what I'm talking to you about specifically is Google Guaranteed. So that top section with the green check mark next to your name. Yes, sir.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Well, I've definitely got all the answers that I wanted, and everything sounds good. And it was $250 to get the ball rolling. And once this is done, as far as the initiation,
mm-hmm.
I still stay where I'm at. And then one day I get plopped up there, right?
Correct. So your map, this won't affect your map placement. What's going to happen is the Google Guaranteed section, once we have you approved, and it typically takes like 2 to 3 weeks to get that approval. What we send you in writing is it could take 4 to 8 weeks. But that's usually like locksmith industry. Remember, we send that to all industries. So for the HVAC vertical, it's usually 2 to 3 weeks. You're approved. Once we activate your lead budget, then that's when you'll be ranking that same day on that Google Guaranteed section.
Okay. So I'm already in. But I have to wait for a couple payments. Dude, I spent $11,000 today. So
oh, man. Equipment.
That way I don't get in trouble because I kind of push myself right to my limit to make sure my jobs go.
Right.
So we're going to do business probably within this week. If not, I have your number.
Mm-hmm.
And, that way I've gotten all the answers I need to make a decision. And so just let my credit card settle down.
Right.
I'll call you, and we'll pull the trigger on this.
Yeah, 100%. And, you know, what I always tell clients, too, like, let's say you're not ready to start your lead budget 2 to 3 weeks from now, right? Still doing that application process, that's the first step. That way we could get the background check going, we get the license, the insurance submitted, so we get you approved. You know, so once you're approved, we don't automatically charge your lead budget. You'll get a text, a phone call, an email, making sure you're ready to turn your leads on, and then that's when the lead budget is charged.
Gotcha. Okay, all right. And then how long does it take? Is probably the other part, the insurance form and whatnot, and payment, that's easy. But the background check takes, what, a couple weeks, something? Or
man, okay, so the quickest I've seen somebody approved is in 5 days. You know, so the faster you get it in, the faster you get approved, right? But what's going to happen is when we create the profile, two companies do the background checks for Google. One is Pinkerton. If it's Pinkerton, no other information other than what's on the application is needed. If it's Evident, they're going to require you to scan the front and back of your driver's license. So you're just going to want to do that ASAP. That way it could get approved.
Okay. All right.
all right, now I know the process. Now I know how much money is. I know how much money I'm going to pay. Sounds like there's nothing hidden in there, so I'll know what
hidden.
I'm going in.
I promise you, for sure.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your time, and I'll be talking to you soon.
All right, sounds good. Pleasure speaking with you, Dave. Have a great rest of your day.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
All right, sir. Bye.
Just got in.